the social network that Hezbollah has built up around this idea. So when a young fighter, let's say, dies and becomes a martyr, the party sends psychologists and social workers around to the family to work with them, make sure that they deal with their depression, make sure the kids are doing okay and adjusting and succeeding at school. And this is for two reasons, right? One is because they care about their members and they want them to be okay. Second reason is because they want people in the Society of Islamic Resistance to see that the families of the martyrs are the ones who thrive the most. If you have a martyr in your family, the Martyrs Foundation is going to make sure the surviving kids go to the best schools. They're going to encourage the widow to remarry, and usually to someone of high status within the party, often another fighter. And the result is that they build an elite. In the core of this elite are the mothers and the widows of these martyrs who sort of exemplify the most successful manifestation of Islamic resistance society, and people say, this is the way to climb to the pinnacle of my society, is by being willing to give my life this way, and if I am chosen to die, then my family will be even more blessed, and it's incredibly effective.